Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
Hey, welcome back to the Golf Podcast. Hey, Mike, I feel like we say this every week, but I'm so sick of snow. I'm ready to start swinging a club, not a shovel.
Right, was it another foot today?
Yeah, and we're supposed to, all week, we're supposed to keep getting it.
I haven't seen my yard in a couple months.
But tell me about it. I feel like if I'm anything, I'm just out there shoveling. I don't know. Maybe I'll take my pitching wedge out there and try to get some strokes in.
It might as well. I mean, I'm really sick of the simulator, so.
I'm with you. But hey, we got a perfect topic for today because maybe we'll be able to escape mentally. We're going to talk about our top 10 public golf courses in Las Vegas. That article has been getting a ton of traffic on the site these past couple of weeks. So I think a lot of people have the same idea we do. I think they're trying to get out of Dodge for a little while.
Have you been to Vegas, Frank?
I personally have not made the trip out there. I know you go out there occasionally.
I've been there a few times. I've never played golf there.
So it's crazy. Two guys who've never played golf there are going to talk about it, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, from what we've heard, and I've heard some great stories from some friends who've gone out there for bachelor parties. I got some friends that live in Vegas, and some of them live on a golf course out there, and they were telling me about some of these courses. So everyone who's been out there and lives out there, they've loved these courses, and they all say they're must-play courses if you come out there. You know, stay away from the ones that are far off the strip. You know, open the wallet, I guess, because they are expensive, and give them a go. So, you know, I'm excited to play it next time I go out there. I'm going to pick a few and go out there and give it a run.
Well, that's it. How often are you out there? You know, you might as well get the experience. But that's the other thing that I love, too, about the golf directory, you know, that we have on the site, is that even if you haven't been out there, you know, we can find out quite a bit. A lot of what we're going to talk about today, how we rank these comes based on the different people who have left reviews on the site. And that's how we've, you know, kind of derived the top 10, that and word of mouth, like Mike said, and other reviews and things like that. But don't just go by what we're saying here. We want to hear what you have to say. So make sure you leave your reviews. And what I'll do in the show notes, I'll be sure to include a link to this article listing out the top 10 that we're going to talk about. But we're also going to list out links to each one on the golf directory. So you can hop on there and just post your review. And we've seen some great reviews over the last couple of weeks. We had that kicker golf contest, which by the way, came to a close. We had our winner. He was very excited that he'd be, you know, hooking him up with some new gear. So that's definitely, I want to hear your opinions too. We're going to run through them, but definitely make sure that you leave us your reviews. That's the best way to find out more. Like Mike said, word of mouth. And then stick around to later in the show. We're going to talk about the best apps to watch golf on your smartphone. And I know I've been doing this a lot lately. I find myself out of the house on Sundays, and you know, with the way this fantasy golf and everything is heating up, I don't want to miss a beat. I love being able to just pull it up on the phone and watch them. I know you do a little bit of that too, right, Mike?
Yeah, it's great. iPad, iPhone, works nice.
Yeah, we were talking before we started the show about how crazy the season has been. It's been tough picking them, but you know, we've been doing good so far, but it's getting to be a lot like football. Like I say, any given Sunday, who knows? I mean, Stadler seemed to come out of nowhere last week, and you really never know, but that's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, Frank, because like we were discussing, there's a lot of new faces and new winners and a lot of stronger players on tour. So, you know, the field of 150-plus, it gets really tough to pick. And, you know, we're just going to keep our eyes on it and continue making good picks.
And I'm looking forward to that match play championship coming up in a couple
weeks.
Yeah,
that's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember the snow last year? We talk about snow here. Remember the snow in the desert?
Snow in Arizona. That's right.
Yeah, they had it actually delayed. That was funny. That one, some of those shots of the ball on the green, you could almost not see the ball because it was covered in a couple inches of snow. That made me feel like here. But anyway, let's jump to someplace warmer. Let's start talking about some of these courses. The first one we have on here, Aliante Golf Club. Am I saying that right, Mike? Aliante Golf Club.
Yes.
Okay. Got to make sure I have my pronunciation right. That's that one. And pretty much everything we're going to talk about is going to be right in Vegas, you know, not having to travel too far out of that area. But that is one of the newer ones. It's really upscale facility. This always amazes me when they can transform the desert into some of these beautiful, lush, green courses. And this is a perfect example of that. That it started off as just a raw desert, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just a straight desert. And they put this thing right into the mountains. It's fantastic. Look, I'm looking at the photos right now. And the fairways, the rough, the way that it's landscaped, it really looks like a PGA Tour caliber type course. And from what I understand, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I love that when you have that backdrop of the mountains. And really, you know, this type of thing, like depending on when you're out there in Vegas, I would imagine the weather's going to be beautiful. I know it can get really hot, you know, middle of the summer. When were you out there last?
I was out there in August, and that was the worst time to go.
Brutal, right?
It was like 110 degrees. Golf would be tough in that weather. I think a good time for golf out there, May, September, maybe, you know, the fall and then the early spring, May, June, it's nice. It's reasonable, you know, mid 80s. But yeah, lately it's been cold over there.
Because we've had cold across the whole country.
Right. I mean,
it's tough to judge it by right now. But usually, look, it's better to get out of here and get over there. And you're going to at least get in the 70s and be able to still play.
Right. But the cool thing, Frank, about Aliante, it's $140 on the weekend. You know, that's great for a Vegas course. And I know we're going to kind of describe some of the fees in these courses. But 7,000 yards, so it plays far. You know, it's like a real deal PGA Tour caliber course. And I would love to play this course just looking at it right now. And that price point is perfect for a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, it is a great way to get that feel because 140 really isn't bad. I mean, we talked about before TPC Sawgrass and some of these other places, and you're gonna spend $300 on greens fees, and you know, you got about half the price of that. And it also brings up another good point is plan ahead because a lot of guys will go out there for weekend trips to Vegas, but if you're making it into a 4-day, something like that, a lot of times they'll run specials for some of that off time, you know, maybe on a Monday afternoon or something like that. So I would encourage you to look into that. There's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of ways, even on the golf directory, you can book tee times on there, and that's all powered by Golf Now, and which seems to be the leader for all of that type of stuff. So you can usually find a nice discount if it's off peak. So Keep an eye out for that. And the price you're talking about even includes the cart. So really not bad. The next one, here's another one. Talk about beautiful, you know, the layout is Royal Lynx Golf Club. That's also in Vegas. About the same price point for this too. But it's a lot more of a Lynx types course, right?
Yeah, it's modeled after a lot of the famous courses over there, overseas. So I'm looking at this one now. This is actually like a Scotland, St. Andrews type feel, right?
Yeah, what they actually did was they tried to model it after them, like you said. It has each hole is inspired by different, you know, British Open type courses. So you get a little bit of everything. It's a great way without having to travel overseas to get a little bit of a feel for that. That's probably sacrilegious to the guys who are really playing over there. I get it. I'd love to be able to play the old course or something like that. But look, if you're in the Vegas area and you want to try something a little different, it's not so, you know, wide open. It's a little bit tighter. You've got the fescue. You've got, you know, it's challenging, but it's also another fun course. And again, like I said, not too terribly expensive. I see here, I'm just looking at some of the tee times on the golf directory, and I'm seeing some that'll jump up there. But, you know, if you're willing to play it on like an afternoon, I'm seeing like, you know, 4 o'clock tee times for $95, including a cart, includes a bucket of balls. You know, that's hard to beat. I mean, what are you going to want for $95, right?
Yeah. And I noticed that they were ranked as one of America's best 100 golf shops back to back years. What makes a good golf shop, Frank?
I guess it would be the selection. I can only imagine what it must be like out there. But it's probably not when you walk into your everyday pro shops and you get a couple sleeves of balls. I would imagine they have everything. But even more importantly, let's talk about the par mates.
Right.
For anybody who doesn't know, this particular course has the par mates are, let's see, how are we going to put this? They're just
they're beautiful ladies.
I'm trying to keep this show as rated G as possible. But what you can do is you can actually you get caddies for about $300, and they're just simply put, they're some of the hottest girls in Vegas. So a little bit of eye candy while you're out there, and we have a link to that on the article, so you can see a little bit of what we're talking about. So that makes it, hey, that makes a bad day out there a little bit better, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Keep you company unless you want to play with your buddies. Either way.
And then jumping up from there, now jumping up a little bit more in price point is Bali High Golf Course. This is also in Vegas. But this one has consistently ranked in the top 50 courses in the whole country on Golf World and a lot of other places. And talk about the views here. I mean, you're looking down the Vegas Strip. It's overlooking, you know, Mandalay Bay and things like that. So this is kind of like a no-brainer if you're staying on the Strip, because you could just jump in a taxi and you're right there. But also here, again, I do mention that it's a little bit more expensive. We're looking at about $239-$250 on the weekend. But I would certainly encourage you, and we made a note of this in the article itself, is to check their website, because they do pop up with discounts pretty often. You know, you want to make sure you're smart about how you shop it. And I'm just looking here at the tee times, and I see them down as low as $199, $125 afternoon round on a Wednesday. So really it depends on when you're staying. But keep an eye out for that, because if you can just plan a little bit and save quite a bit by doing that, it's the way to go. Okay, then what are we up to? Number 7 here?
Yes.
Okay, Las Vegas National. This is one of the older courses in Vegas, but it's also well known. And you talked to earlier, Mike, about having that PGA feel. Well, you know, Vegas National has hosted more than 20 LPGA and PGA events. So, I mean, countless names have played there. Nicholas, Trevino, Tiger Woods. So if you really want to walk the same fairways as some of the legends, this is a great place to do it, right?
Yeah, it looks like a really great course with a great price, you know, but just looking at all these courses, Frank, I noticed something that's pretty consistent. The fairways and the greens are like newly laid carpets.
Yeah.
And they seem perfect. And then you look at the sky and there isn't a cloud in it. And it's just that they look awesome. I mean, this is the type of place that I would love to go play golf. Everyone talks about South Carolina. You know, it's great down there, but you know, this is like a place that people wouldn't really think about, you know, going to play golf. They would just go to party or gamble or whatever the case may be. But these courses are all awesome as far as landscape.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to Vegas, you got to bring the clubs with you, even if you just hit one of these places. Because like Mike's saying, take a look at the pictures on the golf directory, and I guarantee you'll be drooling over some of these. I mean, beautiful palm trees, just stuff that you wouldn't imagine. I mean, it's got to be just like a modern marvel of irrigation, the way that they're able to keep these courses looking like this in the desert. You know, you talked about South Carolina, that they've got a great climate for it. But here, I mean, although it's warm and as you say, with, you know, you don't get a ton of rain, obviously being the desert. So it's beautiful in that regard. Amazing that they can keep these places in that tip-top shape. And that's with all these places. And when you say like the PGA, a place that a PGA tour is going to roll through, they've got to be in great condition. So Las Vegas National is another one. Here's one. We're talking some real bargains. I mean, I'm just scrolling through and I'm seeing, wow, I'm seeing some rates right now of the highest I'm seeing is $79 a player. Now, I know it's off season right now. In the peak, it goes up to about $150, but talk about a deal. If you're willing to play, let's say here, you know, on a Tuesday at around 4 o'clock, you could play for $35 a person with cart.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, what more do you want for
not
that?
Not as hot as well, you know?
Right. Not as hot. So again, keeping that weather in mind, but $35 a person, I mean, you can't miss it while you're out there. Definitely catch Las Vegas National. And another one, talk about PGA Tour events, TPC Las Vegas. It's amazing. As I'm reading through these, I'm realizing how many great courses are right in Las Vegas. If you want to put together like a bachelor party or a golf trips type of thing, this is a great way to hit some really good courses without having to travel around too much, because these are all right in that surrounding area.
And it's, you know, it's always a treat, Frank, to be able to play a TPC course. Not many people have played them. But for $129 on the weekends during their peak season, you could play a TPC course in Vegas. That's great.
Right. Again, that's not something you're going to get at like TPC Sawgrass.
Right. You know, the Sawgrass is like $350 to $400.
Mm-hmm. And here's another place, again, every year, consistently, year after year, you see it ranking really high. Golf Digest, Golf Week, everywhere. You know, best places to play. You know, it was a host of the Las Vegas Senior Classic on the Champions Tour. And, you know, the backdrops are beautiful. It's just set against Red Rock Canyon. So it's got that nice rugged landscape. You get that desert type feel. But again, the beautiful fairways, greens, just the upkeep is just great. It's unbelievable. So there's another great one to add to your list. And then you can move over to Arroyo Golf Club. That's at Red Rock. Another one you don't really want to miss. This one's a Arnold Palmer layout, which all of his designs are always fun. They're always challenging. And again, backdrop, beautiful views. I'm going to spend a little bit more on this one. This is one I haven't seen a lot of discounted rates. It seems pretty consistent. But who knows? Check them, because you may be able to find a nice discount at like a twilight rate or something like that. Usually it's about $150, but again, the views alone, and any of these places, if you go, you know, forget just the smartphone. I'd say throw a decent camera in your bag, because you're going to be able to, these views are just tremendous, right?
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, so Arroyo up to number four, Wolf Course at, how do we say this, Piute Golf Resort?
Piute.
Piute on, Golf Michael. Resort.
I've got to brush up on my Native American pronunciation here.
Yeah.
There's quite a few courses there, right? Wolf Course is just the one.
Right. There's a bunch at the resort. Wolf Course is the one that made the list.
Wolf Course is the Pete Dye course.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And I think there are some other ones that were designed by the other ones. And so here again, just at this resort alone. So if you're staying at the resort, you can bang out 3-4 great golf courses, but don't miss the Wolf Course, because that one's beautiful and long though. 7,600 yards.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. You better be up for a challenge. The course rating of 76.3 with a slope of 149. So beautiful, but
it's going to be tough. A tough day. At least you're in Vegas, though, so you can kind of, you know.
Yeah, you'd be nice and warm. You keep the muscles loose, right? Then you can start to do the big swing, because you're going to need some distance off the tee to be able to keep up and have a good day with that kind of yardage.
Absolutely. You know, but it's a beautiful course. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's great. I mean, the desert surroundings, that's what makes these courses really unique. I love that you're just sitting in like a bowl of the desert with all these mountains around you. I mean, they're really great.
Yeah, that nice dry heat, beautiful. And here again, I mean, we're still looking at greens fees only around $100, $99 peak. But I think there's a lot of these. If you're staying at the resort, always check with the resort itself, because very often you'll have a discount on the golf. So if you're staying there, make sure you check that out. So again, we've been talking a lot about discount, you know, some of the areas where you can save a little bit. Let's jump to the other end of the spectrum, because we come down the finish here with our last and top three. The prices are going to start going way up. And one of those is the Wynn. So the Wynn, everyone knows, famous resort out there. They also have a beautiful golf course, really challenging. It's a par 70, but very challenging course. We looked at some of the reviews people have been leaving on the site and, you know, talking about how challenging it is. But here, you know, when we start to talk about these really high-end courses, they're taking care of you from start to finish. I mean, from you know, the complimentary, you know, Callaway clubs, FootJoy shoes they'll hook you up with, you know, caddies out there on the course. And it's just unbelievable how well groomed this place is, but you're going to pay for it. You're looking at about $400 to $500 in greens fees, on the weekend during peak season. And that includes your caddy, which is great, but doesn't your tip. And we talked about this on a prior podcast about, you know, proper tipping etiquette, and that, you know, that can get expensive. It can almost be up to 50% of your greens fees for a proper tip. So, you know, it's going to be an experience, but you're going to pay for it. You're going to be looking at, you know, shelling out that $500 to $700
round of golf in Vegas.
Better hope you play well.
Right.
So yeah, so that's what you're looking at, a little bit more expensive, but again, beautiful. And I think again here you have to check, and it's always changing. check with the Wynn if you're staying there, because they do often do any type of special discounts, or even just sometimes to get on these courses. Very often what I've found is that if you're not staying at the resort, it's not as easy to get a tee time. Some of these ones, as I said, you can book the tee times right online, but not all of them. Some of them you have to go right through the course pro shop, and you may find that it's booked way out in advance. Beware of that before you make your trip out there. You may want to just call ahead and make your tee times. And if you're staying at the resort, they can usually help you with that. So another one is Cascada, which is, again, this is going to be quite expensive, but just outside of Vegas. This one's actually in Boulder City, Nevada, but beautiful course. This one, let's see here. You do have a caddy here as well, correct?
Yes, I believe you get it. I think there's a caddy at this course. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so, because they mentioned here about it, they have tour class caddies and things like that. And I'm not sure they do
for the prices that they're throwing at you. It seems like the type of place. It's a big place from what I understand.
Well, you talked earlier about that pro shop. Think about this place. It's a 37,000 square foot clubhouse.
And wow.
Got to be beautiful setup over there. And the way people seem to just rave about it, I can only imagine. But again, that same type of backdrop we talked about, you know, Boulder City is beautiful, same type of terrain, same type of landscape. You just get that, you know, the brown mountains, then just starts the lush green just seems to come out of nowhere. It's just a beautiful course. Not quite as long as the others, but looks to be quite fun to play. So I would definitely encourage that. And let's jump right to our number one here. I can get a little drum roll, perhaps. Shadow Creek. This is tough. Picking number one here is tough because we talked about all these courses. I mean, listen to some of the names we've been rattling off, you know, for anywhere from the Wynn to TPC Las Vegas, Las Vegas National. You know, it just keeps going on. It seems to just keep going on and on. But here, you know, just an unbelievable course. You do definitely pay for it here. We're talking $400 to $500. Not including caddy tip. And I think, is this the one too, Mike, where they'll actually pick you up in a limo and bring you there?
I believe this is the one, yes. Though they will pick you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you know you're paying for it.
Right.
But if the main thing here is if you're a guest of the MGM Resort, it's a little bit easier to get a tee time. I don't know otherwise. I think if you're not a guest, I think there's a little bit longer of a waiting list, but you can get in there. They play the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational each year here. So it's definitely has its upscale events that roll through. It's a Tom Fazio design and just beautiful. I mean, the waterfalls, you know, just looking at some of the pictures, it doesn't look, this one, you almost don't get the feel of a desert. It's just so much, the trees, all different types of trees, waterfalls, just a beautiful place. So this is another one. Again, if you're willing to, you know, crack open the wallet, it might be a good one to try out. But as always, make sure you check way in advance for a tee time. So that wraps up our top 10. I definitely want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you think. What are some of your other ones?
If you had to pick one, Frank, one course in Vegas to play, which one on that list?
That's a great, well, I don't know. The par mates make,
yeah.
make you lean towards Royal Links. But I don't know. I think Bally High is beautiful. I really like that. That looks really challenging. Some of those sand traps, you know, individual sand traps are more sand than our entire courses.
Yeah, it seems like the whole course is sand. You know, surprisingly, I would not pick Shadow Creek as my number one, even if, you know, all prices were the same. I think the course I'm going with is the Wolf Course at Paiute Golf Resort. That course looks unbelievably awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one island green that looks just like Sawgrass, but it's an actual island. And it's the same. It has the little bridge to the back. I mean, that looks like a great place to play golf.
I can see that. And the other one too, I'm just thinking for myself would be that TPC Las Vegas, just because I always like the idea of playing the courses that we see on TV all the time. You know, so when you're seeing the tour roll through there, just the idea of being able to say you've played it and see it. Right. I like that. You know, it adds a little something for me.
Yeah, and this Cascada one looks awesome. I'd love to play that, but the fact it's in Boulder City, so it's probably inconvenient. You probably got to get a cab and all that out there if you don't have a car out there. But other than that, my goal is to play at least three of these courses in the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah, and make sure you let us know how they go, because it's just – I mean, I'll be living vicariously through you with the new baby coming. I don't think I'm making it out there for a little while.
I just hope you make it to the start of the season in April.
Oh, I'll be there.
Okay. One way or another.
Okay.
I'll have the baby tied to me and I'll be out there.
Excellent.
I'm sure my wife will love that. So let's jump right into our apps that we talked about a little bit earlier, switching gears entirely here. But this I think is important because there's so much great new stuff coming out for the smartphones. We've talked, you know, in depth before about different apps for improving your game. And you can go back, and I don't remember off the top of my head which episodes those were, but there's a couple different podcast episodes we discussed where we talked about everything from swing analyzers to all different stuff. And this is in a totally different realm. This is just for being able to watch golf. And this is something that just across the board, we're seeing the landscape kind of change of watching sports on TV. I think this year we just had the Super Bowl this past weekend, and I think it was the first year that the entire Super Bowl was broadcast on the internet, free, you know, streaming free. And you're seeing that more and more and more. We're starting to see things moving to all different channels. A lot of these things like Golf Channel, ESPN, they stream the events on, you know, the computer, which personally, I think is great because if I'm working on a project and I'm not in front of a TV, I like to just kind of minimize it and be able to watch, you know, the first couple rounds of the golf tournaments on my computer during the work week. But here, when you're on the road, I mean, we all have busy weekends, you're running around and, you know, you maybe have your fantasy picks that are in the mix or whatever it may be, and you want to watch golf, but you're away from the TV. So there's a couple of key ones that have come out recently, and we talked about them in the article, and I want to talk about them a little bit here. And the first one, and perhaps, you know, our favorite one, and they're still, again, they're going to be catching up as time goes. It's kind of limited at which ones have the live golf right now, but the first one is the Golf Live Extra app by Golf Channel. Now, just to be clear, this is a different app than their Golf Channel app. This is called the Golf Live Extra. And I think this is in partnership with, I think, NBC. I think it is, right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's partnership with NBC, and basically any golf tournament that is playing on either the Golf Channel or NBC can be watched live on this app. Now, this one and the others that we're going to mention, there's a small caveat to that. And that is that it's not completely free. The app is free, but you still need to be a subscriber where you have access, you know, on cable, DirecTV, whatever it may be. You have to have, you know, that as part of your subscription plan. You have to have the Golf Channel, NBC, whatever it may be. So regardless, and we'll talk about this in the other apps as well, but when you go on, if you press live, just beware and, you know, heads up, you're going to need your sign-in information for your cable provider. So DirecTV, Fios, I know I use Fios, there's all different ones, Comcast. The first time you use the app, it is going to prompt you. All of those providers will give you a sign-on for your account. You may have to set that up through them first. But once you are and once that's saved in your favorites, you don't need to do that every time. After that, you can just pull it up and watch it. It also has a lot of different clips of, you know, previous events and things like that. But it's a little bit of a pain in the neck setting it up the first time. But like I said, I use Fios. I haven't any trouble with it. Mike, have you had any trouble with this one?
No, this is my go-to app. I love this thing. And I can actually rock my child to sleep and have the iPad on to my left side and watch it on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's great.
Yeah, good point. Because we linked to the iPhone and Android, but we didn't mention it. It is available for the iPad as well. And one thing I like is sometimes I'll even be home, but I'll want to just sit, you know, outside barbecue and something like that. I'll set up the iPad and I can watch it right outside, which is excellent. Another one is the Watch ESPN app. Again, here, make sure, you know, you may be looking for it on your ESPN or your SportsCenter app and not be able to find it. Note that it's a different app. It's actually called Watch ESPN. We'll link to all these in the show notes to make it a little bit easier for you to find them. But where this one disappointment I had with this is that you're scrolling through the different, it has all the different sports on the app, and golf was not listed last time I was on there. I couldn't believe that they had, you know, cricket, they had some other things listed, but no golf. I don't understand that, Mike.
Yeah, from what I understand, ESPN, I think they'll only broadcast the British Open. Is that correct?
I think so. So this is where, and usually what I found, I watched a lot of the Open last year on this app. And what I found was that it bounces between the different ESPNs. So I think the early rounds or the early hours were on ESPN3, and then they'd move it up to ESPN during prime time. Regardless, the nice part about this app is, again, once you've signed in to whatever it is, DirecTV, whoever your provider is, you get access to, you know, all those channels. So if you do run into an obscure event that is, you know, on one of those high number ESPN channels, this is a good way to watch it. So it's a free app. My suggestion is, and what I did is I kind of just downloaded all the apps and put them on in a little folder on my phone, so I know I can go to them and I have them ready for if a tournament does pop up on them. Now another one, and this is an app that's actually come a long way, is the PGA Tour 2014 app. Why they come out with a new app each year rather than just updating their app, I don't know. But actually, if you still have the 2013 app, you actually have to, well, you don't have to get rid of it, but you have to download the new 2014 app. But this has always been great. It's great in that it shows everything from the PGA Tour clips, you know, previous stuff like that. It's only very recently, I mean, within the last couple of weeks, that they've started putting some live golf on there. And I think that's through there. They have that partnership with, it's like PGAtour.com. And I'm trying to think of who it was that they went through. But they do get some stuff. And some of the way it works, and we're going to talk about that more in a second with these other individual apps, but the way it works is that they may not be showing the actual live broadcast that you would see on TV, but they sometimes have some exclusive holes. Like they may not have the camera following the leaders per se, like you're used to seeing, but they may have a camera set up on, you know, the 14th, the 12th, and the key holes, and you can watch some different ones. It gives you some nice perspective. Have you used this one for watching golf yet, Mike?
Not for watching golf. This is my go-to app for leaderboards. I just want to pull up a quick leaderboard. PGA Tour app is the best thing for it. But not for golf. I haven't watched anything on here.
Yeah, it's beautifully designed, especially the one for the iPad. I really like the layout. I actually was using this just this past weekend to watch the watch it over in Scottsdale, watching the Waste Management Open. So that it will let you stream it. It all depends. Again, there are blackouts. If it's, you know, same thing as it would be with TV, it's conflicting with another channel, so whoever has the rights to it. But there are certain ones that the PGA Tour has partnered with. So another one, again, these are all free apps. I would say just grab them because you never know what may be playing on there. Now, when the Masters, you know, I'm sorry, when the majors roll around, that's a totally different ball game. I mean, these there's so much coverage of these that they tend to kind of have their own apps for it. And one of them, and this has just been a unbelievably beautiful app, and I think it was an award-winning app. I think they won some awards for this, but the Masters app, you know, Augusta National, you know, is actually who put this app out, and not to be outdone in any way. I mean, it's like the attention that they give to the course, it seems to be the same attention that they gave to this app, and they had IBM design it, and it's just perfect. You have to pull this up. If you have an iPad and you have access to it, when the Masters rolls around, I would encourage you to use this, because anything from the leaderboard, which they designed to look exactly like the real leaderboard on the course, to the replays of videos, there's social media on there where you can see, you know, tweets about the events and stuff like that. But also I actually had this app up and running even while watching the Masters on TV, because we talked about different camera angles. I found that you could see so much more. They have so much live streaming video on this. They have featured groups. They have, holes 15 and 16 get their own channel just for watching as people come through there, which is great too. Cause I mean, if you want, maybe you're a fan of somebody who's not in the lead and you don't want to just be following the leader all day, this is a great way to kind of get some new angles on the tournament, get some new coverage. And I would say definitely download this one and be ready for when the Masters rolls around, which is coming up actually quite soon, right?
Yeah, very soon. Right in April. We're close.
Yeah. Beautiful app. Very well designed. So that of all the apps here, if you're ever going to try even just one for watching golf, try the Masters app when it comes around, because I think just the way they integrate it, it's just seamlessly done. The other ones, we'll run through them really quickly. They're all kind of in the same vein. Is the US Open has its own app. The USGA puts that out. The Open Championship has an app, and the PGA Championship has an app. That one's by PGA.com. Now, each one of them, same type of thing. They stream the live, you know, simultaneous coverage of the live event. They'll also do different camera angles and things like that. But what I like is that even, you know, those early rounds before it hits the TV, you can usually watch it. And it has all the different news, as Mike was saying, leaderboards, scoreboards, great to have. So all these types of things. I mean, if you're a real fan and you're really following it closely, download them. They're all free. Why not? They're great to have. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I've actually, I've tried a couple of these, but not all of them, but I'm interested to check out the Masters, the Majors ones. I've never knew about those.
Yeah, and I just found out about the one for the Masters last year, and actually found out about it through a non-golf channel. I was just one of the tech things that I was following was just talking about the app itself, how well it was designed and how, you know, beautiful it looked. So I wanted to try it out, and I did. And I tried on the iPad, and I'm telling you, it's an experience. It's really cool that they're putting that kind of focus and attention onto these things. And it's great to know that if I'm, you know, Sunday of the Masters and I need to run out for something really quick, I know I can do it without missing a beat by just having my phone on me. That's a nice thing to know. So, okay. So wrapping everything up, earlier, like I said, we talked about our top 10 courses in Vegas. We want to hear what you have to say about those. So make sure you post your own reviews on the Golficity Golf Directory. I'll link to that in the show notes, but as always, you can get to that just by going to Golficity and clicking on directory in the top menu. We'll also link to all of the apps we talked about. Let us know your feeling on those as well. Always leave your comments for us in the show notes, or you can leave your comments on the articles themselves, or even just tweet us at Golficity, because we want to hear. And this is the type of things that are changing rapidly. There's new things coming out all the time. So if you see something before we do, definitely shoot it over to us. And in the meantime, as always, if you want to get in touch with Mike and I, you can email us at podcast@golficity.com. We love hearing from you guys. We read every single one of them. So shoot that over to us. And we've even had people just recently emailing us just for, you know, one-on-one recommendations for some of the different things like simulators in the area and courses. So do that. You know, we love talking golf, so we'll definitely discuss those with you. So make sure you check that out. Other than that, I think that's about everything, right, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Great. So as I said, check us out on those. The show notes will be at golficity.com/episode 22. And we will see you again next week.